Hello.
Hello, my name is Adelia Barrado. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything. I want to ask for a donation. May I speak with Vinette?
He's not available right now. Sorry.
Is there any other registered voter at home I can speak with?
I am a registered voter. I am Bennett's wife.
All right. Would you like to continue in English, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you a registered voter in Fresno County?
Yes.
Yes. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you
probably vote? Yes, I will vote.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote or, oh, I already asked you that, huh?
If it's on the ballot, I will probably vote.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, or Latino, Asian?
Rather not answer, because to me it doesn't make
okay.
Too much difference.
Yes, ma'am. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong way, the wrong track?
Fresno County.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot give a really informed answer on that.
All right. Now I am going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor.
Okay.
Which one is the more important deciding your vote for Fresno County? Parental rights in education, water policy, jobs, wages, and homelessness, public infrastructures like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, housing, affordability, public safety and crime, or other or none?
Wow. What were the first two, please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some of the public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so.
Uh-huh.
Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable opinion? Okay. So, Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom?
Favorable.
Paul Dukas, I think.
Spell the last name, please.
D-I-C-T-O-S.
Oh, Dukas. Favorable.
Gary Bredefield.
Bredefield, favorable.
Steve Brendel. Steve?
I don't know well enough.
I'm thinking about the March primary election. If the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dukas, and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member Dion Bardes on board, and Brice Herrera, for whom will you vote? Steve Brown, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Paul Dukas and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefield, Businessman, City Council Member Dion Bardes, or Brice Herrera.
Okay, probably Bredefield.
Bredefield. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefield, businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I cannot answer. I don't know enough.
Yes, ma'am. Would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as a Fresno City Council member excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate.
Okay.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Probably less likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Favorable.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Less favorable.
A candidate who will bring more affordable high density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
That's a hard one. Probably, honestly, less favorable.
Less? Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
More?
Uh-huh. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
More favorable.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Les.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
No difference really on that one.
Okay, so somewhat.
Okay, somewhat, yeah.
Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for the candidate. Paul Dictas currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be on independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictas will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictas for county supervisor?
I would say good chance.
Okay.
With that kind of a platform. Mm-hmm.
Gary Bruderfield currently serves on the Fresno County and the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Briefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Gary Bruderfield for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Steve Brundle currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundle has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say that there is good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance vote for a Steve Brundlefield for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brundle, county supervisor, and businessman Paul Dictas, CPA, and county assessor recorder Gary Bruderfield, businessman and city council member Dion Bordes on board Ace, and Breeze Herrera, for whom would you vote? Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictas, and county assessor recorder Gary Bruderfield, businessman and city council member Dion Bordes, or Breeze Herrera?
I'm going to say dictos.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I am a strong Reagan Republican. Would you please put that in there?
Okay.
I'm an old-fashioned Reagan Republican.
We almost done it. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am a true conservative.
Conservative.
The old-fashioned term, what the old-fashioned meaning of the word republic, conservative.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, goodness.
Finished?
Finished probably 14.
14. Like 11th grade, or you finished the whole thing?
No, I thought, does that include college as well?
Yeah, 4 years of college, graduate.
Oh, excuse me, wait a minute. Yeah. No, 2 years of college.
Okay.
I count that as 14 years total, because I never had kindergarten.
All right. So, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I prefer not to answer that question.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're done here.
All right.
Thank you for your time. All right.
All right.
You have a good time.
Thank you. Bye.